237.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll free. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. Whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got live streaming there for you. That's right. You can tune into a broadband version of the show, crisp, clean audio, or you can get the dial-up version as well. Totally free. There is no membership fee for that, so be sure you check that out at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free, at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Speaking of the Free State Project, we have Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Yes, and Dave does not even know where to start this time.
Really?
Yeah. You guys have wanted someone to call in and give you an update on the Outlaw.
We've been begging for it, Dave. Thank goodness.
On the unidentified flying objector. Has anybody called you yet at all?
Not yet. We heard that the UFO himself was supposed to call tonight, but I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Oh, maybe I can get him on the line. I'm over at his place right now.
Oh, well, that's convenient.
So let's see if I can talk him into it.
Okay. Now, when we're talking
flying objector, your presence is requested on Free Talk Live. Would you like
while you try to cajole him, Dave, I'm going to recap here. On Saturday, Russell Kenning of Keene, New Hampshire, went to Manchester International Airport and attempted to board a plane without actually showing any identification. Now, he wasn't really expecting to succeed at this. He was expecting that either there was a small chance that he might actually succeed, or the much larger chance that he would be arrested for attempting to get on board a plane without showing identification. As it turned out, he wasn't arrested for any sort of charge like that, and he was instead arrested for criminal trespassing, a misdemeanor charge, and thrown in jail, let out a couple days later. And so now, hopefully, he's here with us. Russell?
Hey there.
Hey, Russell. How are you?
Good.
Good. You're fresh out of jail, huh?
Yeah, it was strange.
Now, let's start from the very beginning, because we would love to have had you on Saturday, but I'm sure you were, well, in the clink. So it's good to have you on at this point. And let's get the whole story. You left your house in the morning, correct?
Oh, yeah, the first thing that happened was that, because we had told everybody ahead of time, the media had talked about it the week beforehand and stuff like that.
Yeah, there was advanced press. You guys sent out press releases on this, so everyone was aware this was going
to
happen.
Yeah, so on the Monday beforehand, the FBI came and visited me to talk to me to find out if I was going to stay nonviolent, as they said.
Right.
And so so it was good to talk to them because I wanted to make sure that nobody was like shooting me or something like that when
that's
I got there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're a libertarian, are you not a libertarian? Are you?
Well, like some of the papers were saying I'm part of the Libertarian Party, which I'm not. So
do you consider yourself a libertarian?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, but you don't consider yourself bulletproof.
No, that's the problem.
Well, the important thing to know about libertarians is that we don't believe in the use of force, and so therefore you absolutely were going to be peaceful throughout this protest.
Yeah, I wanted to. I felt like, when you're kind of forcing the issue like this, you gotta have to be really careful.
Mm-hmm.
So they came and so I talked to them for a while. The problem is half the conversation was them lecturing me about national security.
Really?
That happened on
I could have guessed that.
Which I didn't really like that much because I was seeing them.
What if they're attacked?
And I think you guys don't act like you work for me. You act like you're in charge of me.
Did you say that to them?
Oh yeah.
What did they say?
They always were, we're not that bad, and this and that.
Oh, well, okay.
And at one time in the conversation, they told me that this is not going to, you should be able to get on the plane, no problem, because you don't officially have to have ID.
They told you that?
Yeah, because they, officially, you don't have to have ID, you can get through with their secondary screening process.
Hmm.
The only problem is I didn't want to be subjected to that full secondary screening process, because that's all.
That's the one where they feel you up.
Yeah, because...
Right.
That's what they do to women, and that's no good. And so, that's part of the stuff we didn't want to put up with. I wanted to keep my clothes on and stuff like that.
Okay.
So on Saturday, those same FBI guys came and were staking out our house.
Wait, it was the same two guys?
Yeah, I didn't find that out until we got to the airport because they came there, and Kat saw them down the street, my wife.
Right.
And went down there and wondered what they were doing, and they lied to her and said that they were waiting for a friend, and then they left.
Just for point of reference, you mentioned Kat, your wife. She's the same person who was receiving the illegal manicure about a month ago from the outlaw manicure.
Yeah, the very dangerous manicure.
Right.
She hangs around with some... wanted to have.
She hangs around with some questionable characters, doesn't she?
Exactly.
So you left. You had the FBI actually tailing you on the way to the airport.
Well, and what was fun is Kat had fun playing with them all the way to Manchester, which is an hour and a half from here. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we had one person in front and one behind. And
really?
They at least two cars following us. They did a really bad job of hiding that they were following us.
Do you think they were trying to hide that they were following you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They tried to do all kinds of sneaky things. They'd pull off on a different road at an intersection and flip around and then come in from a different angle as if they weren't following right behind us and same stuff like that. It was really funny because we'd already found them out because they were in our neighborhood.
So perhaps the government types aren't as good at this whole tailing thing as the movies would make us believe.
And why are they following me? I haven't done anything wrong, and they know exactly what I'm planning on doing.
They got nothing better to do.
That's probably it.
I guess so.
Apparently they've handled all the other national security issues, and they've got to follow you.
Yeah, out of all the things they could do. So they followed us all the way to the airport. When we pulled into the parking lot, one of the two cars that was following us had pulled up next to one of our friends, and there was the two guys. I recognized them, so that's how
hey,
we knew.
Guys, yes, hey. Guy.
And they didn't get out of the car. They pretended they didn't. Yes, and know who we were. And
how retarded. They already talked to you in person. Did they expect you not to recognize them because they were wearing dark glasses or something?
I know. They were wearing, they were, unmarked vehicles and stuff.
These guys must have been bad and the chief was punishing them.
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, and they had to know we were laughing at them with the way we were fiddling around with them on the... Because I was telling them, hey, there's my two friends that I, from the FBI, and they wouldn't even look out the windows.
Well, all right, so then you...
So then we went into the airport. But, the thing is, in some ways it was funny, but in other ways that's given me a taste of... we got a taste of we live in a police state.
Yeah.
The FBI is watching our house and following us around when we've done nothing wrong. But we went into the airport and talked to some people and hung out with our friends as we got ready to do... we got there about 12, and we planned on going in... At 12:30.
How much press, how many people from the press were there?
Oh, just a few. There was only one, the one TV station in Manchester was there, and then some print guys.
It still counts. You got some coverage. In fact, I happened to notice that you even got coverage on FARC.com, as a matter of fact.
Oh, cool.
Huge. I mean, that's huge coverage on Saturday. You were right there at the top of the page at FARC. It was a link to, I think, one of the Boston news. It was either Boston, I think, the Boston Herald coverage of the event. And I don't know. They might have picked it up from the AP. I didn't actually look at the article, but it was nice to see that happening. You got on DailyRotten.com as well. So you were all over the internet, as far as I could tell.
Yeah.
Now, you actually went into the airport. What did you have on you?
Tried to be very simple. I had tennis shoes on and shorts and a shirt, and I just had a Constitution in my pocket and a Bible in my hand.
Are you a religious man, Russell?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting. And so then you went in, you got in line, and...
Now, I've heard stories on the battlefield where little pocket Bibles will stop bullets, so I'd have one, too.
That could be a big deal.
So you got in line.
Yeah, because there's two... there's two security lines, and I went in when there wasn't very many people there, and so I didn't get in anybody's way or cause a disturbance because there was another line people could go to and stuff like that.
Excellent. Right. So we're going to find out the rest of the story if you can hang on to
us.
Okay. Because there's more to this. 800-259-9231. We have the unidentified flying objector on the line with us. His name's Russell. He is from New Hampshire, and he tried to get on a plane without showing identification, and that's about the point at which we have reached in his story. He is about to approach the TSA in order to attempt to board an aircraft.
I got some questions.
Without showing ID, and if you got a question as well, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
You've heard about POS from BioLox International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioLox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioLox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWalk International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWalk Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. That's B-I-O-O-X. When you see the difference, you'll know why. It's just better to use the BioOx family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control, anything goes. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts for you to surf around through. Hundreds of people interacting. We're approaching the 600 mark already, and it's only been just a couple weeks since we hit 500. So just amazing.
Keeps on growing.
Amazing growth at freetalklive.com. Check it out. It's, of course, free on the house. All right. We're talking to Mr. Russell Canning from Keene, New Hampshire. He is the man who made headlines over the weekend all around the internet and some places around the country for attempting to board an airline without showing identification. All that he had was a his Bible and a declaration, a copy of the Declaration of Independence.
And a Constitution.
Or the Constitution as well, yeah. I guess. And just to, I guess, recap the story here, he was interviewed by the FBI a good week in advance of this happening. Because they had announced it via press release. It's something that was put on by the New Hampshire Underground, and you can actually find out more about them at nhfree.com. But anyway, so they'd sent out press releases announcing this event, and the FBI came, talked to him to ensure that he was going to be reasonable and not violent, and he reassured them that, yes, indeed, he was not going to be violent. So the day of, they ended up heading out towards the Manchester airport, discovered that they were being tailed. In fact, they discovered they were being watched while they were still at home, before they'd even left. In fact, it was the same two agents that had come and questioned him the week before. I guess they were short on staff and couldn't bring anybody else out to do the tailing work. They ended up arriving at the airport, going to the approaching the TSA. And Russell, do you want to tell us the rest of the story?
Sure. Finally got ready to actually go enter the line. The first thing you run into, of course, that guy who would ask you for your ID and your boarding pass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a boarding pass, but I didn't have ID. He was, since they were very ready for me, they had lots of TSA agents there, and sheriffs and other bigwigs at the airport were all waiting.
Just in case you want to do something stupid.
Yeah, right. There was piles of people there. He quickly wrote on the little thing, they put a little SS on there, meaning secondary screening.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, just for everybody's info, if you want to go on the airplane, on an airplane without ID, you can do it if you go through the secondary screen. So
that's probably one of the most interesting points about this entire case that you basically stumbled onto, because
yeah.
I didn't know that before you did this, Russ.
No, I've run into a few people that told me about that, and then the FBI agents confirmed that, and then we saw it at the airport. But yeah, I didn't know about this 2 weeks ago or something.
How long does a secondary screening take? I know you didn't go through it, but I mean,
that's the thing is, what does it all entail? We don't really know.
There's, right.
It could be really quick. And like I was willing to be put, so when I passed that, I was willing to go through the metal detector. You know, they could even wand me, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't want to take off my clothes and be patted down.
Mm.
Got it.
So they didn't want to let me through. First thing they didn't want to do is they didn't want to let me get through the metal detector with my Bible in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
They want to put that on the little conveyor belt. So I fanned open the Bible to show that there was nothing in there, that it wasn't a plastic explosive or something like that.
Right.
And then stepped through the thing, and of course I didn't beep because I had like nothing on me. I didn't have keys or coins or anything like that.
Nothing right. You wanted to lose.
Yeah, because you knew you were going to be arrested.
Yeah, I wanted to make it simple and stuff. I had a wallet because I had some money, you know, because I guess you need some money when you go into jail. So
yes, note to self, when going to jail, leave all things at home.
Right.
So got past there, and the TSA agents were very nervous. They were all crazy. But
really?
As soon
they're
oh,
used
yeah.
to being obeyed.
Yeah, and well, they also, and once I got past that, then the sheriff's deputies showed up, and they were very calm and collected. And
they've been through all this before. At
yeah.
this point.
And then they just said, you know, you're going to have to be subjected to the secondary screening. And I said, no, not if that includes patting down and, you know, taking off clothes and stuff like that. And
right.
They said, you're going to have to leave then.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to leave, and they're saying, well, you can just leave right now, and you won't get in any trouble, or, you know, we don't have to arrest you. And I said, well, I want to get on the plane.
Sure, you had a ticket.
Yeah, I'm wanting, you know, I'm not that far away. I'm ready to go on the plane. So then they said, okay, you know, that I'd done against that, and they just arrested me. And since they had made plans for all this, and I hadn't broken away from anything that I wanted to do, they said that, They didn't even have to handcuff me, and so they just let me off with a bunch of sheriff's deputies.
Well, yeah, you weren't being belligerent. You weren't resisting them.
That was kind of nice of them, though.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
They could have been more
sly. Well, you know, they handcuffed the outlaw manicures.
Yes, they did.
Dangerous.
Right.
he had a file in his hand, I guess.
Well, he was their first,
Well, it's a different police department. It was a different department altogether.
Well,
the outlaw manicures happened in Nashua. Or no, excuse me, happened in Concord.
Yeah, so this is a different, this is Rockingham County.
I see.
And so when they took me downstairs, that was one of the things that was funny, is that the one of the bigwigs for Rockingham County came and said, no, we didn't, we didn't mess with you, and we treated you nicely and all that kind of stuff. He just
right?
had to make sure.
Right?
Like,
well, that's pretty cool. They didn't want you bad-mouthing them after
yeah.
the fact.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. So
it's nice to hear the police kind of being sheepish there. Okay, don't talk bad about us. We're good to you, man.
Yeah, so
we're just doing our jobs.
They did all that kind of stuff.
So you got taken down to the was it county jail?
Yeah, they first did some stuff downstairs, but yeah, then they hauled me off to the county jail and started booking me in and stuff like that.
Was this your first time?
Oh yeah. I've never even been inside of a jail, you know, to visit somebody. I don't know how these things even work, you know.
Now you do.
Well,
and
asked you to plead yet?
No. What they did offer me was to if I wanted to pay a fee for the bail thing, I could just get they could let me loose right then, but I just didn't do that because
what would that fee have been?
It would have just been $30.
$30?
And they said I also had to promise to not try to get on the plane again today. But I said, I still have lots of time because my flight was at 4:30 and I went in at 12:30. So I said, I can still catch my plane, so I'll try it again. So
you stayed in jail.
They rescinded that fee.
So they changed their thing to $5,000 bail, so I didn't want to pay that either.
Right.
Now, when the pleading proceeds come, how are you going to plead?
Oh, it's all done.
It's done. What happened?
I did that on Monday because when I went in the arraignment, I didn't plead not guilty. Because I wasn't sure what they were charging me with. And you know, when I first went to the airport, I didn't even know who was going to arrest me or anything like that because all the stuff is so secret. And then I didn't know while I was in jail for those 2 days what I was in there for or anything like that.
Is that typical? Do people who are arrested generally not know what they've been charged with?
I think normally they do.
Can't you ask that? Can't you just ask your jailers, excuse me, what am I in here for?
If when they first arrested me, I could have asked them what they were going to do, probably. You know, but
but once you're in there, they really don't. They don't communicate with you much.
Yeah, once I'm in the jail, I'm just like everybody else there. Even though I haven't been convicted yet, I'm with all the people that have been convicted.
Really,
I'm just stuck with everybody.
Small jail.
And I was in there. I was stuck in my cell 23 hours out of the 24. I was just stuck in the thing and had nothing to do.
Wow.
And no communication. I couldn't call my wife. When I was at the airport, they told Kat what was happening. And stuff.
Were you in a general containing room, or was it a specific cell for you and somebody else?
No, it was a cell. It was the maximum security at this county.
Cell block.
I was in a normal cell block.
Maximum security?
Yeah, that's where they put all the new people.
Russell, hang on. I'm going to give him a good taste of the system.
Yeah.
Come back with more. If you got a question for Russell, the unidentified flying objector, I think we're going to wrap this up coming up. Your calls, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. Of course, this is Free Talk Live, so take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, something in between, maybe even pop culture, whatever you want. 800-259-9231. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air, but there's no guarantee. If you want to get your ideas on the air, then what you need to do is call in, because that's what the show's about.
Yes.
In fact, we've got somebody on the line right now. His name is Russell Canning. He is from New Hampshire, the Free State. We're excited, of course, about what's going on in New Hampshire, and that's why we lavish coverage on the things that happen there. Because, really, is there anything like this that's happening in any of the other 49 states? You've got a guy who has... actually, a month ago, you had the outlaw manicurist who gave an unlicensed, illegal manicure right out in front of the Board of Cosmetology, blatantly violating the state law against such an act. And he got...
Exercising our right to do business in this country.
That's right. The freedom to pursue happiness in that particular case. And, of course, he was arrested for it. And then, apparently, he inspired you, Russell. Is that right?
Yes.
So then you decided that you wanted to take your civil disobedience in a bit of a different way. Sure, you could have done another manicure if you'd wanted to, but you decided that you wanted to protest the requisite identification issues that we have here in this country, where you have to, where apparently we're forced to show ID, but what you've actually revealed is that, as a matter of fact, there is no law that says that you have to show your identification at airports. And if you want, you can go and have a secondary screening done where they feel you up real good, and you can get on a plane without actually having to show identification.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to do that. You decided you were either going to get on without showing ID, period, or you were going to be arrested. In your case, as expected, you were arrested, you were thrown in jail, you were actually locked up, you said, in maximum security.
Yeah, for that jail.
For the county jail.
But
right. So were you in a cell with anybody else, or was it just you?
Yeah, there was another guy in there with me.
Now who did you have the pleasure of meeting there? What was he in for?
Actually I shouldn't say anything.
Okay. Can you give the crime?
Because I'll just give that info. This guy was in for multiple years for selling a machine gun to someone else.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah.
That very was interesting.
I didn't learn most people's stories because I didn't interact with other guys much because I was just stuck to myself. So.
Was it a frightening situation?
It was, especially, I kind of got the treatment because I didn't really know how long I was going to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I went in, I didn't know what I'd been charged for. I didn't know if I was going to end up at some other jail or whether the feds were going to be charging me or, you know, I had no idea that they were just charging me. What they ended up charging me with was the tiniest thing they could come up with.
Criminal trespassing.
Yeah, in New Hampshire. So Then on Monday, they let me out and let me go to court, and then I found out what they were actually charging me with.
And that's when they asked you for your plea?
Yeah, so the guy assumed I was going to say not guilty, but no, yeah, I'm actually guilty. Everything he said is true. I tried to get through there.
Well, now that was my major question that I was asking throughout the weekend before we were actually able to talk to you tonight, was whether or not you would plead not guilty or guilty. Now, the outlaw manicurist pled guilty, and he went to jail for a day or so, and he had a suspended sentence. You pled guilty as well because you believed that you were guilty of trespassing.
Yeah, because depending on what they were going to charge me with, I wasn't set to plead guilty no matter what they told me.
Okay.
Like if they told me I murdered somebody, I guess I would have said no, not guilty.
Okay.
But since that's all they were doing to me, that's what I was doing. I refused to leave when they told me to. So.
Is that because, couldn't it be argued that you were on public property? I mean, isn't it a government-run airport?
Yeah, and really, I...
Well, don't you have a right to be there?
They'd like the one of the photographers there, how they don't like to let you photograph the whole screening process?
Right.
Well, he says, he's fought them and he's won, and so he can go there and take all the pictures he wants to.
Really?
So, yeah, they feel like that. And you've seen that, where if you try to take pictures of that whole area, they start flipping out.
Sure, I tried looking at that area the last time I was in an airport, and they had a problem
with
that. Yeah,
so the guy, the main photographer for the main newspaper in Manchester, in New Hampshire, is take as many pictures as he wants to anytime he comes to the airport.
Hmm.
That's something else you just learned. Huh?
That's why I was looking around at the photos from this event, and in one of the photos, there are four or five TSA agents just kind of bunching around you. Was that because they knew there were photographers there, and that was the best way for them to kind of
conceal?
That's
what some of the people have said. Yeah, I couldn't tell because I was in the middle of all that. I didn't know what was going on. There's a whole lot of people around.
Was the guilty plea more of just a matter of you kind of wanting this to be over because you know
well,
that if...
Hmm? Yeah, because the thing is what I was pleading guilty was for something that I couldn't be penalized. They'd let me out right away and stuff like that. So
so if you pled not guilty, you would have had to stay...
Well, no, see, that's the thing is, because even if I... No, they would have let me out, I guess. But that is kind of a mystery because I was in jail for something that even if you end up being found guilty, you can't go to jail for it.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Class B misdemeanor in New Hampshire means you can't be jailed for it. Well, so they couldn't have kept me even if I pled guilty.
Do you regret that plea? Do you think it would have been more educational for the people of New Hampshire, the people of America, if you had pled not guilty and then went on to attempt jury nullification?
Well, there wouldn't have been any jury.
Really?
For such a tiny thing. It's like, you know,
how is it that you can have a trial in America? And maybe I just don't know what
you're right. You're right. You're supposed to be in America. You're
Can't
supposed
you
to
demand one? I mean, I could understand if they could offer you and they could say, well, look, you know, this is so little, we don't really want to put you in front of a jury. Couldn't you say, this is my right to have a trial by jury?
Yeah,
if you're going to charge me with a crime, I demand to have a jury.
Yeah, I could see doing that because that does make sense.
Well, I'm not trying to jump down your throat or anything, Russell. You did what you felt was right. You did what you felt was right at the moment. And again, they just threw the charge at you, and you really didn't know what to say about it.
We got to discuss it, and they told me what they were going to do, and they just fined me and suspended most of the fine.
Now, the suspended fine means that if you get in trouble, within a year, you have to pay?
I have a very specific thing. It's not within a year. I'm not supposed to go to the Manchester airport and cause trouble again.
So if you get in trouble for another reason, so then you could go and be civilly disobedient elsewhere and you wouldn't have to pay the suspended fine?
Oh, yeah. It's very specific.
Well, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good deal.
And I also asked him specifically, can I go to the Manchester airport and go through, and if I don't cause problems, get on a plane? Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They just don't want anybody to ever do this kind of... They're really scared of mass numbers of people doing these kinds of things.
Absolutely, because they know that we're right.
Yeah.
You know, they're frightened that these ideas are going to get out there, that the idea that maybe you could still be free in America, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Russell, major congratulations to you for having the courage to go through and do what you have done, because I think you're leading the way. You're literally blazing a trail for liberty in this country again, and it is patriots like you, liberty lovers like you, that we owe a debt of gratitude here on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Any questions for him, Manwich, before we let him go?
That's really it. I mean, you know, he's answered what happened and, you know, that he's been charged and fined and all that, and that's what
well,
I wanted to know.
Well, you know, we're glad you're home. We're glad you had a relatively pleasant arresting experience compared to what it could have been.
Yeah.
And, Russell, I'm sure we'll hear from you again, man. Now, I know you've got something else brewing in that mind of yours, so clue us in as soon as you get it all solidified, whatever's coming next, okay?
And you.
Thanks, dude. And don't forget to go, and you can visit him and the rest of the New Hampshire Freedom Movement at nhfree.com. We're coming back with more. This is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Right or wrong, was it good to do this, what he did with the airports?
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. You can bring up whatever you want. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab up the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. As you scroll through, you'll get down to the sixth show, and then there's a little link there to our friends over at downloadradio.org, who are archiving our shows all the way back to March 1st, completely free. None of those silly fees that those other radio shows charge you.
Nothing like that.
Nope. You can just go and get them at freetalklive.com. So we just had the pleasure of speaking with the unidentified flying objector. Well, we know his name. His name's Russell, and he's from Keene in New Hampshire, and he attempted to board an airplane without showing identification, was arrested for it, made some headlines, which is exactly what he was looking to do, was bring some attention to the insanity of our airports, of the craziness of travel in America and what it has become, and just kind of the police state nightmare that we're kind of getting into here in this country. Now, since we're on the topic of transportation, I know that you had something about the railways. Is that right, Matt?
I do. This is a great little article here, and it just it goes to show how the media just... I don't think we have a liberal media. I think we have a statist media.
Absolutely.
The media just supports the government and whatever they're, you know, wanting to spend money on. You know, they just love them to spend my money.
What's amazing to me on that comment about the liberal media is even though there's a Republican administration in office right now, the Republicans, and even though the so-called liberal media was lavishing coverage over President Bush and the war in Iraq and no questions asked, just rah-rah, go President Bush, invade and kill and bomb and destroy, and they still continue to call them the liberal media. At least the conservatives continue to call them that, even when all of the evidence is pointing to the contrary.
Dateline Baltimore. Politicians, union representatives, and environmentalists rallied in Baltimore's stately Penn Station for a bill that would provide Amtrak $6 billion over the next 3 years. President Bush has proposed cutting a federal...
Do we all get free train rides, too?
No, you've got to pay for those train rides, buddy. Amtrak gets the money. You don't get the money.
Right.
President Bush has proposed cutting all federal funding for Amtrak. Yay, President Bush! Which is getting $1.2 billion this year and has requested $1.82 billion for 2006. Mm-hmm. If we don't properly fund Amtrak, then Amtrak goes down the tubes, said Representative Elijah Cummings, a Maryland Democrat and member of the Transportation Committee. Amtrak is safe, it's clean, it's efficient. Well, apparently it's not efficient.
It is not efficient.
I think they're talking about energy efficient.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, these are the same bureaucrats, the Amtrak crew, that spent 2 years attempting to decide what color their window drapes were going to be. Mm-hmm. That's real efficiency.
And yet the president has basically written off Amtrak.
I would normally cheer what the president is doing in this case, but I know that he's not cutting taxes. He's just cutting Amtrak and spending it somewhere else.
That's true. And here's where it goes. Politicians complain that airlines, ports, and highway projects receive billions of federal dollars, while the railroad, which carries 25 million annual riders to 500 destinations in 46 states, languishes. Well, That's the railways problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if they're not charging their customers enough to make their business run, there's no reason the tax dollars should be spent on this.
I agree.
The people not riding the train shouldn't have to pay for the train. People riding the train should have to pay for the train.
Trains are a bit antiquated, I think.
I don't have any problem with the train. You know, it's a great form of transportation, and if it was run efficiently, as many railroads are, then it should be fine.
Yeah. But are there any other passenger railways in this country besides Amtrak?
I don't think there's many passenger railways. There's certainly small metro railways, but not like big ones going to different locations. No.
Yeah. It's just an old, it's an antiquated technology that is just being propped up by tax dollars because somebody out there created this program way back when and they don't want to see it die.
I've got nothing to say bad about passenger railway. If passenger rail, you know,
doesn't support it.
As far as I'm concerned, if they had donkeys carrying people to their locations and it made financial sense, hallelujah. They're filling a niche.
Right.
But they're not filling a niche if they have to use my tax dollars in order to run their business.
Absolutely.
Then they're just another government bureaucracy as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
The bill has yet to be considered by the full House of Representatives. In the meantime, Amtrak is facing tough opposition from critics who say the federal government can't afford to subsidize a poorly run passenger railroad system.
Well, that's true.
I agree. And it's not that they can't afford it. They shouldn't have the option of affording
it. If it's going to die, it needs to die, because that's the way the market works. Once something gets outdated and old and people don't want it anymore, it just withers away. Like the typewriter business, okay?
Horse and buggy.
Yeah. We let these things happen because that's the way technology works. Something new comes along to replace it,
mm-hmm.
makes it better, and then the industry can, in some cases, entire industries can disappear within a matter of years.
You know,
and it's okay.
If gas prices got so high and parking fees in major metros where this runs
mm-hmm.
are so expensive and the travel is expensive, more expensive than cars, then people will still take the train.
Sure, so
they will.
Coal would shoot up in price or something like that, right?
That's right. In May, the Transportation Secretary, Norman Mineta, urged Amtrak to immediately cut costs, saying that the railroad could be as much as $40 million in debt by September. Rick?
They have no fiscal incentive to cut costs. They don't have any market influences or forces working on them like every other business in America does. They can't.
They don't.
They can't set prices because they're a government bureaucracy, and that's why they come crying for more and more money every year, just like every other government program. We need more. We're failing. Please bail us out. Forget about it. We need to cut them and cut the size of government. Don't just redistribute that money somewhere else. It all needs to get cut. Them, the post office, the FBI, the CIA, get rid of them all, as far as I'm concerned. This is your show, 800-259-9231. If you want to fund the trains on your own, go right ahead. You want to buy some little models of them and drive them around your house? You can do that, too. It's your life. Free Talk Live. Take control.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can call in, talk about whatever you want, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, or even pop culture. 1-800-259-9231. Email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. Join us online. We have got the updates section. You just go and sign up, and we'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Maybe it's a brand new affiliate that we might be announcing on the West Coast and the Washington area. Oh, we can't say anything more than that. There might be something coming soon to your updates, to those of you who are on the updates.
I thought you were just going to go ahead and spill the beans.
No, we can't do that until it's officialized.
I see.
All right, so we'll talk to you about anything, and we were talking a moment ago about this Amtrak situation. The poor, poor train people are boo-hoo. we need more money. And what were they asking for? $6 billion?
$6 billion over the next 3 years.
Over the next 3 years, okay.
Well, like, that makes a difference.
Well, I thought it was all at once. Not that it does make a big difference.
As far as I'm concerned, it's armed robbery perpetrated by the state. It's, you know,
to benefit just a bunch of bureaucrats.
Absolutely. This is corporate welfare. And I don't care if you're giving them $1. It probably wouldn't make the news if it was $1, but it's still stealing. Now, $6 billion, that's real money. And that's what Amtrak wants to the government to pay it to subsidize, its operations, as though somehow or another they can't run a business that's profitable enough. All these other businesses, the airline, well, I guess the airlines shouldn't be used as an example, but all these other businesses, they're required to, make their way in the capitalist economy that we have, but not Amtrak. They get subsidized by the government.
I wonder how many years Amtrak has been around for.
I wonder how many
decades.
I wonder how many they've been subsidized.
How many billions of dollars? I'm guessing it's been from the very beginning, but I don't know. I'm no expert. But I would, billions of dollars have been spent. They said this particular year's budget is something like $1.8 billion.
You've got to hear the tearjerker that this article turns into.
Please, please.
Rick, whatever, the spokesman for the Brotherhood of Maintenance Way Employees, which represents about 2,000 workers, he's unbiased, responsible for maintaining Amtrak's tracks, said 20,000 union members across the country are essentially running Amtrak on a shoestring. Well,
jeez,
apparently
no wonder they're crashing and burning all the time.
Thin enough of a shoestring, apparently, because they need more money.
Right.
Environmentalists, meanwhile, worry about the consequences of if millions are forced to abandon trains for already congested highways. A few feet away from the rally, 68-year-old Mabel Baylor waited patiently in the station's lobby for a train to Virginia. I would really suffer without Amtrak, said Baylor, who has only flown once in her life. It's really convenient and comfortable. An airplane, you've got to be there for hours early to clear security. You can't talk and relax like you can on a train. So that's,
Oh, so it's a security issue for her.
I don't know what it is for Ms. Baylor.
Well,
but,
she should be complaining about the security then and the excessive garbage that the TSA is forcing people to deal with. So I guess the TSA doesn't deal with Amtrak?
Apparently they don't.
Huh.
Well, here's the thing. If these millions that are going to be forced to abandon trains for already congested highways...
The so-called 25 million people who ride trains, which I find hard to believe.
If at 25 million, that's, let's see, 40... it looks like train tickets are going to go up. 240 per year that each one of these people would have to pay. Well, not per year, over 3 years. But these people would have to pay in order to, keep their trains around.
Well, if it was part of the market and there really was a demand for train service, costs would go down because somebody else would get in the game to provide the service. You'd have a couple of competing train companies and you'd have a price war.
But they've been propped up for so long.
Well, yeah, Amtrak. Nobody wants to get into the game to compete with Amtrak because they're not real competition and they're fakes, basically. It's a government front. More coming up. Hour 2 on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.